You know, I happened to catch Brian Kilmeade on Fox News Radio the other morning. I'm not sure what the name of his new show is, Brian and Brian or whatever it is. Anyway, he happened to be interviewing our old friend Geraldo Rivera, talking about General Stanley McChrystal. And Rivera, who most of the time I don't agree with, happened to say that this whole McChrystal thing with Rolling Stone was kind of like a lawyer-client privilege, was kind of like a doctor-patient privilege. Now, I'm not sure if I agree with that, but when he used the analogy of, you know, a bunch of guys sitting around a bar, and when you're sitting around in a bar and you're talking in a group, or in this case, in a foxhole or wherever they were, in a bunker, sometimes you start bragging. Sometimes you say things that are, you know, there's a sanctity about them that you don't expect to be blabbed all over the place. Of course, he should have known better with a reporter there, and the reporter is doing his job thinking, boy, have I got something here. A new report out today shows that McChrystal is going to retire from the Army after being fired, or whatever you want to call it, by Barack Obama. The general has now decided he will retire from the Army. One thing the general needs to do is keep his head up high. He's had many decades of service to the country of the United States that we should all be proud of. And I have a feeling that he'll be back. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy, and sitting around talking to his buddies got him in trouble. I don't think it'll get him in trouble with a new career in television or broadcasting or as a analyst with one of these shows. I'm not sure if he'll want to do it, but I think he'd be pretty good at it. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.